This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, first name James, J-A-M-E-S, D, date of birth, March 27, 1948, date of evaluation, May 1st, 2025, the chief complaint, a history of congestive heart failure. The HBI, the patient is a 77-year-old male who is known to have history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, who had been admitted to the Summit Medical Center on 4/28/2025 and discharged 4/29/2025 period. He was placed on medication for underlying coronary artery disease, period. Patient was anticipated to have gold guideline-directed medical therapy, period. He is seen for initial evaluation in this office, period. Patient is noted to be somewhat confused, period. His most recent diagnosis / past medical history include one, non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, next number, chronic kidney disease stage 4, next number, hypertension, next number, diabetes type 2, next number, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, next number, dementia, next number, renal cyst, next number, obesity, next number, history of CVA, next number, cardiomyopathy, next number, total self-care deficit, next number, chronic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Next number, diabetes type 2. Next number, non-sustained ventricular tachycardia. The patient is status both admission as noted. He was felt to be high risk for progression to advanced renal failure, and therefore he did not undergo left heart catheterization, period. Current medications include acetaminophen 325 milligrams every 4 hours PRN, albuterol 108 microgram actuation, 2 puff every 4 hours PRN, amiodarone 400 milligram tablet, take 1 daily, aspirin 81 milligram, 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams, 1 HS, dimetanide 1 milligram daily, glyphosate sodium 100 milligram, 1 hour before breakfast, famotidine 10 milligrams, 1 daily, glipizide 5 milligrams daily, hydralazine 50 milligrams TID, Narco 5/325, 1 every 4 hours PRN, lorazepam 1 milligram every 6 hours PRN, metoprolol tartrate 25 milligrams TID, naloxone PRN, stenosine 8.6 milligrams, take 1 BID, Brilinta 90 milligrams, 1 BID, trazodone take Correction, trazodone 50 milligrams, take two tablets of HSPRN. His allergies, ibuprofen, next number, pork, next number, beef-derived products, the family history, non-contributory. D. Social history. Unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 137/86, pulse 71, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 196 pounds. In general, patient is in no acute distress period. He is an obese male, period. Cardiovascular, he has an irregular rhythm, period. Chest x-ray on 4/28/2025 revealed mild vascular congestion, period. ECG reveals an irregular rhythm, period. There is episode of non-sustained ventricular tachycardia, period. PACs are noted, period. Cannot rule out old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. There is a suggestion of antroseptal myocardial infarction, period. The impression, this is a 77-year-old male with history of dementia, underlying coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, who presents for initial evaluation, period. Patient appears clinically stable at this time, will continue his usual medications. I will see him in follow-up within 4 weeks. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.